Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Today.
Yes.
As I was driving in, I absolutely thought, because yesterday was, the weather was so nice. And I thought today, it's, this is why you live in California. The sun's already out.
It is. It's basically
blue sky overhead. It's going to be super sunny and warm today.
It's
this is the day where you kick your shoes off, walk around barefoot, start to get that summer feet thing going. It's going to be beautiful.
Build up those calluses a little bit. It's nice.
Good.
Enjoy it.
Really good.
Try to have a good weekend. At my house, we just bitch about the heat, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Let's get to you for a second here, because I thought of you a couple times yesterday. So, husband's gone.
Yeah.
The kid is still recovering from
surgery.
The kid's
great, though. He's not swollen, and he's, you know, I mean, knock wood. It seems like the recovery from the wisdom teeth extraction is going fine. He was kind of up and about. He's a little woozy still, but he's up and about. So I was, my contractor was there. I was out in the yard working all day.
Good for you. As you should be.
Sweated my ass off. It is so hot. And we were doing all this stuff, you know, the pergolas that I'm building. So
I do.
Those are happening. And so I'm up on just ladder, just in the blazing sun, just screwing things in all day. Painting the stupid little tchotchkes that are the big washers that are on. Oh, my God.
Okay, you say, oh, my God. And we talk about this all the time, but don't you love that work?
You know, I do, but it was just so, I mean, I was, there comes a point where you give up, actually, so that's part of it, but I was just standing there just with, like, just sweat dripping down
out of my
hairline.
Don't you grab the hose and just hose off real quick to cool down?
I didn't, I had to keep going in and out of the house because my kid kept texting me, like, oh, can I have some macaroni and cheese? I'm like, gotta go for a minute. Gotta go in there and make the kid lunch and... You know, I'm back and forth.
Look at you go, Mom. Yeah,
but I did take a cold shower yesterday, the end of the day. Today, I was going to make a mashed potatoes yesterday. I just didn't get to the supermarket. So today I'm going to make a mashed potatoes.
All right.
I'm supposed to eat the soft stuff. But anyway, so it was blazing hot, but I was kind of like, you know, it felt good. It feels good to work. And we got a lot of stuff done. So when John comes home, he's going to be like, oh my God, you got that done.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. Woo.
And hopefully he'll have a cooler full of fish, or...
I don't think he flies back with any of them. They eat anything that they catch there. Usually there's someone who's there who can bone it and prepare it. And I guess you can walk into restaurants and they'll cook it for you.
You bring the fish and they'll make it for you?
There are certain places where you anything that you have, you can even bring the whole fish and they'll bone it. And then you probably pay them to prepare it.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and then and you're buying whatever other things you're having. But
sides.
They're gonna, yeah, sides or, you know, some coleslaw.
Hey there.
Or whatever.
Hi there.
Hey, Friday girl. How you doing?
Good.
So, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna totally change the subject.
Right.
We are getting ready for Father's Day here.
Oh.
A lot of people aren't getting ready for Father's Day. People don't seem to care about Father's Day as much as they do about Mother's Day. But just a, you know, gentle reminder, your dad's important too. You know, mom is the star, but dad's important too. So we have a killer... This is a great prize pack. Like, everybody's into video games now, and this is a prize pack from HyperX, hyperxgaming.com, and it's a set of headphones. It's like a headset that has the little mic on it, because a lot of people play the online games, and
right.
It's supposed to be, like, top of the line.
This it's a pro
the
setup
one,
from
right.
HyperX. Go to hyperxgaming.com to see what we're talking about, but you also get... The keyboard, which is really neat, looks
beautiful,
cool, works
great.
And then you'll also get the mouse.
The ergonomic gaming mouse. Yeah, it's a great prize pack. And actually, we're going to do that early. We have a crazy day today. So we're going to start with the Father's Day package from HyperXGaming.com. It's really nice of them to give us all this cool stuff to try out and give away. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, no ads. The whole hour.
Well,
ads for Aladdin. The whole hour is brought to you by Aladdin.
Right.
Because that's coming to town. So we'll have all the information on that. We have a pair of tickets to give away for the production. I went and saw it in Chicago, and it's great. It's everything you want.
Disney does everything.
Just a notch above everybody else.
Yep.
Like, it was one of the most colorful shows I've seen. There's some just some great... Oh, the genie's fantastic. The genie stole the show. I mean, I don't know if he's supposed to be the star of the show, if Aladdin's supposed to be the star of the show, but the genie was... Like, all the funny lines were the genie. Mm-hmm. And the guy who was playing him in Chicago was just captivating.
Well, it's a touring show. In fact, if you go to...
I guess it'll be that cast.
Yeah. What is the website?
SHNSF.com.
Oh, there's actually an Aladdin website, too, that I was on last night.
Oh, that'll probably help.
You know what? I'll give
more.
You that address in a minute. But it shows the tour. It's in Chicago now. It'll go to Seattle and another spot and then shows up here in... What is it? October? November.
It's November.
November 1st.
10 weeks.
Oh, it's aladdinthemusical.com/tour.
So that website even has a ton of pictures of what you're talking about. The colors.
Oh, it's
and
beautiful.
The genie and all the other stuff there.
Just a fun show. Really. And you know a lot of the songs, but there's all kinds of new content in there, too. It's really its own thing.
Check this out. Yesterday, you know how Johnny was in here doing the movie review yesterday? So
Johnny Mosley.
Right.
Olympian Johnny Mosley.
Our dude.
Yeah. We've known that guy since, I think, the 98 Olympics. He started coming on the show just all the time, and he's just been a
Well, we
a
met
regular.
Him hosting the Beta Breakers. Mm-hmm. That was our first...
Oh, was that the first time we'd ever met him?
I think so. And then after that, we became friends and started hanging out with him quite a bit. Anyway, I went to... When he came in yesterday, there were a couple things he wanted to talk about, and of course we didn't get to him, but I went to see his web series, Wildest Dream.
Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dream?
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I don't know.
What's it about?
I don't know who's paying for it, but they're...
Oh, it's the... Is it the California Tour Board?
Oh, that's right. Tourism.
Something like that? Yeah.
It's totally pro. He has a full-on camera crew filming these adventures
he goes on.
What
kinds of things is he doing?
So the first episode of Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dream is him doing slacklining, which is like tightroping, mm-hmm. except they use these... I don't know what that is. It's about an inch thick.
Oh, it's like like tether cord almost. It's flat and wide.
Exactly right. So it's almost like the tie downs you'd tie a surfboard down to the roof of your car with.
My kids were really into that for a while. We had a slack line in our backyard, and it's really, you can really, really get hurt, but it's super fun. And
Wait,
people
can
who
you
are
walk
good
on
at
it?
Yeah.
It's like a tightrope.
But not as tight as that. It's like got a U in it.
The dude he goes and does this with can bounce the thing and do flips and land back on it.
Wow. These people, some people are just, it's sick what they can do on this.
Well, this is the guy. Johnny goes and does this in the desert with this kid who's treating this thing like a trampoline. He's jumping into the air, doing flips, landing like one leg down. And then he gets Johnny to start doing this. But the real hairball moment is this kid's slacklining a gap between these rocks, 40 feet, 50 feet.
True danger.
There's no doubt.
And
he's
there's no
in
net.
Peril.
And
there's no net, and there's no tie down.
Harness.
And he gets Johnny up there after doing a lesson or two, and Johnny sort of, I don't want to give it all away, but he gets Johnny up there. And I was...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, super hairball. And then the other thing he does... He goes, Bob Burnquist is a skateboarder, and I think he does a couple other things. He's clearly made a ton of dough. I guess through the X Games.
Right.
I mean, and sponsors. He goes to Bob's house in San Diego. They get in a helicopter and fly to Catalina. And the guy's got a helicopter parked at his house. So I'm thinking, Bob, this guy owns a helicopter.
Jeez. What does a helicopter cost?
I don't know, dude, but I know I've known
like
people
like an old army surplus helicopter or kind of a nice one
who have taken flying lessons for helicopters, regular dudes.
Yeah.
It's pretty you know, yeah. neat, but to right. buy one. Anyway, they fly to Catalina and do some other adventures, water adventures, which I won't give away, but they're really short. They're actually only like 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh, I was thinking this was like a half hour show.
Right, me too. A lot of editing, huh? Right.
Yeah, so they're whittled down to
the best
parts. That's cool.
It is. It's neat. So that's Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams. I checked it out yesterday and was like, that kid.
He's amazing. Living
the
life.
He is living the most amazing life.
I love
life.
Him so much.
I know.
Well,
he's great. He was so hyper yesterday.
He was. And I was thinking, I actually had to turn the headphones down. And, you know, the girls that were here yesterday, yeah. they hook up to my board. So I was thinking, oh, they must be dying right now because Johnny's yelling because he said he couldn't hear himself.
Right.
And I had to turn it down. I was like, damn, he's louder than Vinny.
He was just, I mean, I was like, man, because he has lost. I mean, he was never super heavy.
No, but he's in shape, though.
He looks great. And I thought, well, maybe he's just got all kinds of energy now.
You know what?
Like,
he said something, too, that nailed me to a wall, and I was like,
what?
Oh,
what was it?
God, it's so true. All us older guys who've exercised all our lives, but now we've got kids and jobs.
You're eating the same amount, but you're, you know.
I don't exercise, and it's not by choice. I just don't have time to. But he said the way he lost the weight was he had to stop with the sugar and the carbs. Mm. And I was just like, it hit me. That's what I got to do. Because I just can't exercise enough.
Well, you don't have to do
no,
it.
No, I have
just be
to
happy
do it.
In
it's
your own
unbelievable.
Skin.
And he even says, you know, he dropped like 25 pounds.
Yep. No, he looked absolutely great. Yep. Totally different. I wondered, actually, because the last time he was in here, he was in like a unicorn outfit.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I don't know, 6 months ago. I can't even remember why he had that thing on. Oh, he was hosting some event or other. It doesn't matter. He came in and I wondered if he was skinny at that point too, and we just couldn't tell because he had the big unicorn thing on with the head and everything. Because he was just t-shirt and jeans yesterday. I walked out, I was like, oh, hey, half of Johnny Mosley.
Well, you know.
Where's the other half?
Yeah.
So when I went looking for his little web series, because I didn't know where to find it, it was on the email. I should have started there, but of course I, you know, why would I? It's too easy.
Didn't you learn from that whole DMV thing?
Anyway, I go JohnnyMosley.com, and he's clearly just recently, with his newfound look.
Right, hotness.
Done some pictures.
Ah.
Because on the website, I went, oh, that's the new Johnny Mosley there.
Yep.
Good for him. But he's clearly, he's his own business.
Right.
And doing quite well. I cheer that. He's one of the good guys where you go.
He really is.
He deserves it.
He does. He's, you know, I always, when I think about Johnny, I wonder if other Olympians just sort of parlay that into this, because he doesn't have any kind of traditional job. He's like a spokesperson for things, and he gets to go do adventure videos, and he's got this whole other way of sort of, you know, supporting his family and having a life. And I wonder if it's because he's good looking.
Well,
he
yeah.
gets more opportunities, and he's just kind of that cool dude. Like he's got, or if this is something that most Olympians, you know, successful Olympians wind up doing, if they find ways to just sort of parlay it.
I think, like all athletes, some of them have a face, a voice, and the intelligence to carry off TV and other stuff. Warren Miller, he's locked in that. He doesn't have to do anything but Warren right. Miller for the rest of his life. But he also
has... He doesn't
has
even have to do that. Johnny voices those movies for him.
The Squaw thing. No, no, no. I mean, that's... Anyway, he's got Squaw Valley. He's got Warren Miller movies that he does. He's got Toyota, which those spots...
They're so cute.
They nailed it.
They're adorable. Yesterday when we were... Or the other day when we were leaving... Johnny hunks his car. We were in the garage at Dolby, and Johnny hunks his car. And John goes, oh, he really does drive a Toyota. It was just the funniest thing. It was cool.
Right.
If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I put up a link of the videos of Johnny Mosley's Wild Adventures.
Oh, cool.
I only found
weekend.
The two.
Yeah, it's just the two.
Okay.
But oh. I you know, we promoted the visitcalifornia.com website. Because you can also find them on YouTube as well.
Cool.
And for our out-of-state listeners, please look at those. Because, you know, the people who live here are already like, yeah, we know. We know it's amazing.
You got it. It's amazing.
I started with that. This is why you live in California. Look outside today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's going to be a good one.
Ooh, it's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot and getting hotter and hotter. Mm-hmm. I guess Sunday's supposed to be the hottest.
Take it off! Take it all off!
Or put it back on!
Speaking of hot, the hotline's ringing. Hey, all right, we're going to take a quick break, really quick. We'll play a song, and then we're going to come back and do our Father's Day giveaway. So be ready. Get your phone ready. Be prepared. Let's do this thing. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.